Now joining the Winona Sports Network, head coach for the Winona State men's basketball team, Todd Eisner. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. A tough weekend, to say the least. Wanted to start with Friday night, because you had that lead with a minute to play. I believe it was at 8 points, 77-69. What happened at the end of that game there, Coach?
Obviously didn't handle the press, didn't make free throws. You know, pretty simple, and didn't guard. You know, obviously we gave up a couple threes, gave up an and one, and so everything kind of snowballed in a negative direction, and pretty devastating.
You had 20 missed free throws over the course of the weekend, and we'll get to the other game, but you mentioned the missing of the free throws there. I mean, this was a team that leads the conference in free throw percentage. Was there any message after this game and after this weekend that you had to your guys about that free throw line, or wasn't it just maybe a fluke of a weekend from the charity stripe?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it happened, and we shot free throws at a high clip, and Friday night we didn't, and obviously it was a big part of the deciding outcome of the game, and we went 3 of 6 from the line in the last minute, and you know, we make one of those probably makes a difference in a game, and obviously you make a couple of them, and we're not dealing with what we're dealing with, so I try not to overanalyze it and think it too much, but you know, we've been really good through first, whatever it's been, 20 games, and then we weren't very good this weekend.
What went wrong in that Moorhead game on Saturday afternoon? You got in the deficit early on, you fought back, but that comeback effort just sort of stalled late in that game.
Yeah, I mean, we just didn't have a lot of energy. First half of both nights, we didn't play at the level we need to on the defensive end of the floor, and Moorhead, you know, I mean, they're really good, and at the end of the day, they just went through a tough stretch where they had lost 6 in a row and lost Beninga, but obviously Carson Johnson's doing a really nice job as a freshman for them, and they've got some other pieces that have been there before, and we let them get really comfortable in the first half, as we let St. Cloud get really comfortable in the first half, and you know, if we're not going to guard people, then we're going to make the game really hard, and that's really what happened to us this weekend.
Luke Hurdle struggled in that Friday night game, and he didn't get the start on Saturday. Was that just trying to ride out the hot hand, or was that a motivation tactic for Luke to get back on track?
Yeah, it was just a program decision. So that was all that was.
Okay. Moving on, you got Northern on Saturday. You can focus solely on Northern this weekend. What's the message at practice, and how do you right the ship after back-to-back losses?
Well, we got to get healthy. We're more than likely going to shut down J.R. Jones. He's been playing on one leg. This all started with the Minot game. And, you know, we had a couple guys get out of that game with some fairly major lingering injury issues, and J.R. being one of them and Luke being the other one. And, you know, both of them have really struggled since that game. And J.R.'s really been playing on one leg, and so he's got a knee issue. Saw our team orthopedic surgeon after the game on Saturday, and the only thing that's going to help him start to feel normal is rest. And there's no time to rest, but I don't think what we've been doing since Minot, he has barely practiced, and so we were trying to get him through the weekends. Obviously, playing back-to-back nights does not help our cause. I don't think just, you know, kind of doing what we did the last 2 weeks, which is barely working him Monday through Thursday has allowed him to feel better about his health. And so I think at least right now the tentative plan is for him not to play on Saturday, which obviously opens up another, can of worms for us, because we're short at that position. Tyler Orr is out with a hamstring issue, and so we'll go into Saturday's game with Tyler Mason being the only one that knows the point guard spot. And we're actually taking him off of where he's best, which is off the ball. So Luke played better on Saturday, but his ankle's really bothering him. He sprained his ankle in the practice the morning of leaving to go to Minot State, and has been battling through that. So, you know, right now we got to get healthy. And then Isaiah Thompson has the flu right now. So, won't be at school today. So, it's just part of it. You know, there's if you want to feel woe is me and feel sorry for yourselves, I mean, then things won't get better. And that was a little bit of my message to the guys. I mean, when it's real easy to feel good about everything when you're winning games, and when you're not playing as well as you want to play and things don't go your way, then you find out a little bit more about your character and your fight. And so we're at that point now with 9 games left in the conference season. We We're going to have to find a little challenge to our character, a little challenge to our fight, and hope we can get a little healthier here as we get to the last part of the season.
Yeah, getting healthy, obviously, the biggest thing for you as you end this season here and you play your final nine games in the conference schedule. But over this weekend, oftentimes the cliche is you learn a lot more about your team and the losses. And did you learn anything new that maybe you didn't realize before this weekend, after this weekend now? Did you learn anything, something about this team where you're like, all right, let's pinpoint that and work on that for the next 10 days?
Yeah, I mean, I've got to get them better prepared for these late game situations. I mean, it's, we didn't handle Minot very well, being up six with 2 minutes to go. Mm-hmm. And obviously when you're up 10 with a minute to go, we give up three shots at it where Philippe hits a three on the third possession off the baseline out of bounds. And then we leave a wide open shooter because we go and help on a dribble, late in the game and we lose a guy off of a drop screen. And those are all things that, I've got to do a better job of getting our guys to understand the importance of what can't happen and make sure that we take those things away. So, I've got to look at myself first and we weren't as prepared as we needed to be in that last minute to make the game easier on ourselves. And if we just get a stop, I mean, if Philippe misses that three or if we rebound the first two, more than likely the game's over, up 10 and they got a foul and there's not as much pressure on us. But we didn't handle the pressure very well. I didn't have them prepared for the pressure and obviously we paid the price for it.
This wasn't your first of close games. You've had many of them. Some go your way, some don't. What can you use with that experience moving forward to get them more prepared for these moments if it does come into the crunch time with postseason aspirations on the line and when you get into postseason games?
Yeah, I mean, every situation is new and to put yourself in a position to redo Friday in practice tomorrow, it's going to be a new scenario more than likely the next time we're in that situation. Mm-hmm. So it still comes down to being fundamentally sound. You've got a press break that you run and you've got to stay true to the press break. And we didn't when we turned the ball over. And so we panicked and we broke out of our press break and our spacing ended up not being good. And we were loose with the ball and gave up a layup. So, it's just staying true to what we're supposed to execute, being strong with the basketball, making simple plays. To me, it goes back to just, again, being sound and being fundamental and being prepared. And obviously when you give up a 10-point lead with a minute to go, the team isn't prepared, and that falls on me.
That's head coach for Winona State men's basketball, Todd Eisner, at Northern State on Saturday at 4 o'clock. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck this Saturday, and we'll talk soon.
All right, Jake, thanks.